KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look at sports here this morning. From the weekend in high school sports, first in high school volleyball play on Saturday at the Tri-Center Tournament. Among the matches there, it was Lawton Bronson topping Atlantic 2-0. Tri-Center also downed Atlantic 2-0. Lawton Bronson defeated Tri-Center 2-1. Red Oak defeated Westwood. Tri-Center and IKM Manning all in 2-game sweeps. In the championship match, it was Red Oak defeating Lawton Bronson by 2-0 final. Also at the Greene County tournament on the weekend, Stanton picked up 3 victories, beating Boone, Greene County, and Grinnell all by 2-0 scores. Carroll also picked up 3 victories, beating Lewis Central, Pella Christian, and South Hardin, while Lewis Central downed Pella Christian and South Hardin in that tourney. Also Saturday, it was West Des Moines Valley beating Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 2-0. Iowa State rallied from an early 17-point deficit Saturday as they beat Oklahoma 37-30. That win put the team back into the AP Top 25, coming in at number 24 on Sunday. The Cyclones scored 2 touchdowns in the final 7 minutes and 26 seconds as they improved to 2-0 in the Big 12.
You know, I think there's also a big part of me that's disappointed in the fact that I still don't think we played anywhere near what we've got the ability to play. And if we want to have the ability to become, you know, a team that's got the ability to have success down the run here and in the long haul, then we've got to really work on our precision and our details.
That's Iowa State coach Matt Campbell, who gave credit to the seniors for bringing the Cyclones back.
You know, it's Lawrence White's pass breakup. It's Kaneda Wongu's huge kick return, which I really felt like was the difference in the game. You know, it's Dylan Sainer throwing a ball to Chase Allen. It's the blocking of those guys, those tight ends in the perimeter. It's Jaquan Bailey. It's Annie. So, you know, for me, why we are what we are is because we've got great seniors.
It was a big win for the Cyclones, who posted their first victory over the Sooners in Ames since 1960.
You know, the first thing is obviously just the confidence piece, knowing that we have 2 wins back-to-back in conference play, and we still have a lot to go and a lot to look forward to. But as long as we have that confidence factor moving forward each week with every single day, at practice and everything, that's huge.
That's quarterback Brock Purdy, who passed for 254 yards and a touchdown. He also ran for a score.
We're going to build off it. We're definitely not going to, you know, just because we beat Oklahoma, we're not going to go, all right, season's done. We have so much to play for still. So we're going to look ourselves in the mirror and get better.
Breece Hall rushed for 135 yards, and his 8-yard touchdown run with just over 4 minutes remaining was the game-winning score.
In the whole game, our coaches were just telling us that we were going to have to play ground and pound. So, I mean, the first half it didn't look too good, but we knew if we just kept inching away at it and just kept going, then stuff was going to get rolling for us. So the second half, late in the second half, we just got really successful running the ball and stuff started to open up.
It was the second straight week that Hall topped 100 yards rushing.
I just try to help the team win in any way I can. So whether it's breaking tackles, making something out of nothing, blocking, pass blocking, protecting Brock, I mean, anything I got to do to help a team win, I'm going to do it.
Oklahoma dropped out of the AP college football poll for the first time since September of 2016 as Iowa State jumped back into the top 25 after a day of upsets on Saturday. Largely, there was stability at the top of the rankings after number 1 Clemson, number 2 Alabama, number 3 Georgia, and number 4 Florida all won big, though the Bulldogs and Gators switched spots. Clemson received 52 first-place votes, and Alabama got 8 from the panel of sports writers and broadcasters. But overall, 5 teams dropped out of the rankings after 8 ranked teams lost on Saturday, 6 of them to unranked opponents. The Sooners were involved in one of those upsets, losing at Iowa State. Oklahoma's first 2-game losing streak in 21 years snapped its string of 64 straight poll appearances. Central Florida also fell out in this week's poll. Wisconsin quarterback Jack Cohn is dealing with a foot injury as the Badgers prepare for the start of their coronavirus pandemic delayed season. Athletic department spokesman Brian Mason confirmed that Cohn injured his foot in practice Saturday and didn't practice on Sunday. Cohn has made 18 career starts and started all 14 games for Wisconsin last year as the Badgers went 10-4 with losses in the Big Ten championship game and the Rose Bowl. He threw a school record 236 completions for 2,727 yards and 18 touchdowns with 5 interceptions last season. The 16th-ranked Badgers open their season October 24th when they host Illinois. Well, the NFL will have a rare Monday night doubleheader after moving this weekend's marquee matchup back a day over coronavirus concerns. New England and Kansas City were scheduled to square off Sunday, but that game was postponed after Patriots quarterback Cam Newton and Chiefs practice squad quarterback Jordan Te'amu were added to the COVID-19 reserve list this weekend. Further testing showed none of their teammates were infected with the virus, so the game has been rescheduled for tonight at 6:05 Central Time. The original Monday night game pitting Atlanta and Green Bay is being bumped back 45 minutes. That'll now kick off at 7:50 this evening. We'll have that Chiefs-Patriots game for you tonight here on the radio. Again, 6:05 is the scheduled kickoff. We'll be on the air about 5 o'clock with the pregame. Well, Russell Wilson continues to sling touchdown passes at a record rate while keeping the Seattle Seahawks undefeated this season. He was 24 of 34 for 360 yards and 2 touchdowns as the Seahawks held off the Dolphins 31-23 yesterday. Tom Brady passed for 369 yards and hit 5 different receivers for touchdowns as the Buccaneers rallied for their third straight win, 38-31 over the Chargers. Baker Mayfield threw for 2 touchdowns, and the Browns held on for a 49-38 victory over the Cowboys to improve to 3-1. Jared Goff hit Cooper Kupp for a 55-yard touchdown with 6:56 left before the Rams held off the winless Giants 17-9. Carson Wentz hit Travis Fulgham on a 42-yard touchdown pass with 5:50 left, sending the Eagles to their first win of the season, 25-20 over the 49ers. Drew Brees threw 2 touchdown passes to Tre'Quan Smith, 2:19 apart in the second quarter, and the shorthanded Saints overcame a 14-point deficit to beat the Lions in Detroit, 35-29. Lamar Jackson ran for a 50-yard touchdown and threw for 2 scores as the Ravens downed Washington 31-17. Josh Allen threw for 2 touchdowns and rushed for another, leading the Bills to a 30-23 win over the Raiders. Phillip Rivers threw a touchdown pass on the Colts' first possession, and Indianapolis shut down Nick Foles and the Bears in a 19-11 victory. Dalvin Cook ran for 130 yards and 2 touchdowns, and the Vikings withstood a late rally from the winless Texans to pick up their first win, 31-23. The Panthers are 2-2 after Teddy Bridgewater threw for 276 yards and 2 touchdowns in a 31-21 win over the Cardinals. And Joe Burrow has his first NFL win after the first overall pick threw for 300 yards and a touchdown in the Bengals' 33-25 decision over the Jaguars yesterday. Well, Denny Hamlin finally got a playoff win in a messy wreck fest that took 3 overtimes, the longest race in Talladega Super Speedway history. Hamlin made the winning pass on the 200th lap with a 3-wide sweep coming out of the fourth turn. The Daytona 500 winner had the throttle open on the number 11 Toyota to nip Matt DiBenedetto and Eric Jones at the finish line. DiBenedetto was dropped to 21st in the final finishing order. NASCAR penalized him for forcing William Byron below the line in the third overtime. That race was 12 laps and 32 miles longer than it was scheduled. Apparently too long for TV, as they didn't show the finish. Sergio Garcia birdied the final hole of the Sanderson Farms Championship for his first PGA Tour win since the 2017 Masters. Garcia delivered 2 key shots on the back nine, the last one an 8-iron to 30 inches of the stick on 18, as he closed with a 5-under-67 to win for the 10th consecutive year worldwide. Well, it's been a day of upsets in the women's draw at the French Open. Polish teenager Iga Swiatek beat top-seeded Simona Halep, sending the 2018 champion packing in straight sets, and also Kiki Bertens, the number 5 seed, was ousted. Rafael Nadal, business as usual. He reached his 14th quarterfinal in the red clay as the 12-time French Open champ defeated a qualifier in straight sets. He'll next face a 19-year-old opponent, who ousted U.S. Open finalist Alexander Zverev. The 75th-ranked player is the first debutant to reach the U.S. men's French Open men's quarterfinals since Nadal. 2-time French Open runner-up Dominic Thiem survived a spirited comeback as he picked up a 5-set win. Also moving on, Diego Schwartzman, the number 12 seed in that draw. And the Miami Heat were winners yesterday, 115-104 over the L.A. Lakers in Game 3 of the NBA Finals. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.